We continue with Surah Al-Ghafir, which is the 40th Surah of the Noble Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَةِ إِذِ الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاظِمِينَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed to inform everyone that the near approaching day when the hearts will come to the throats, choking them. So this verse describes the scenes of Qiyamah. And we are being warned of the day of Qiyamah, which is very fast approaching. Inevitably, it will strike us. On a day, the hearts will be at the throats, slowly swallowing. Ladal hanajiri kadhimin, choking. Due to the extreme terror and anxiety, the hearts will tremble and come up to the throats. Like we say, no, my heart was in my throat. We will use that obviously very commonly. So people will hold down their hearts with both their hands, lest they come out, the heart pops out of the body. Subhanallah. It will seem as if the hearts are struck in their throats, choking them. And in this condition, they will suffer great distress and great grief. مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَى. The sinners will have no friend nor any intercessor whose word can be accepted. This refers to the people who in this world expected that their friends and intercessors will save them on the day of Qiyamah. The oppressors refer to the kuffar, that they will have none to intercede. There will be none to intercede whose intercession will certainly be accepted. Only the person who is permitted may intercede, and his intercession will only be accepted in favor of the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala agrees. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the treachery of the eye and whatever the chest conceals. Allah knows the fraud of the eyes and what the hearts conceal. Allah is well aware of the movement of every physical limb, as well as the matters that are concealed within the heart. Allah knows the belief, the intention, the inclinations that every heart contains. And therefore, no person should think that he will not be taken to task for what he conceals. The treachery, kha'in, or the khiyana, that refers to different things. When a person looks at haram with his eyes, looking at the strange member of the opposite gender, a man looking at a non-mahram lady, winking at her, or backbiting in a way, making a gesture with the eye that is tantamount to backbiting. Similarly, for the lady to be looking with lust at the man, that is all considered to be part of the sins of the eyes, which Allah is fully aware of. And sometimes we're not even aware of what we're up to, yet Allah knows everything very well. There's a narration of Ummi Ma'bad that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, Allahumma tahir qalbi min al-nifaq, وعملي من الرياء ولساني من الكذب وعيني من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. O Allah, purify my heart from hypocrisy, purify my actions from ostentation, purify my tongue from lies, and purify my eyes from the deception and treachery, because verily you have knowledge of the treachery of the eyes and whatever the heart conceals. وَاللَّهُ يَقْضِي بِالْحَقِّ. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will pass judgment with justice. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَقْضُونَ بِشَيْءٍ. As for those whom they worship besides Allah, they cannot pass judgment at all. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَالسَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-hearing, all-seeing. So, judgment can only be passed by that being who can hear and see. What justice can these lifeless statues and rocks that people worshipped, or the own desires that they worship, what can they do in terms of passing judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We once again invited to travel on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is addressing the mushrikeen of Makkah that used to mock Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he warned them about Allah's punishment. They are told that, why don't you travel? This was in spite of the fact that they had two annual trips to Sham for trade. They passed by the ruins of the former nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do they not travel on the earth so that they may see what was the plight of those before them? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ كَانُوا هُمْ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةِ. Those people like the Ad and the Thamud were more powerful than them in terms of strength and in terms of the landmarks they left behind on earth. The previous nations were physically stronger than those after them. And they even constructed architectural masterpieces which stood to this day in some places, although the ruins are there. Their mistakes was that they rejected the Anbiya and they became dependent on their own power. They became dependent. وَأَثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They had the traces on earth. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذْنُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized them on account of their sins. And they had no one to protect them. They had no one to protect them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِيُوَاقِ. There was none to protect them when Allah's punishment had come upon them. So, if you think of yourself as being mighty, as being powerful, then think of the previous nations. They had greater might, they had greater power, yet nothing protected them. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ. This is because they used to come to them, their messengers, with clear signs. بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَكَفَرُوا. But they rejected them. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And Allah seized them. إِنَّهُ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Surely He is powerful, severe in punishment. So by rejecting the messenger, you can never attain success. You will eventually be disgraced. You will eventually be destroyed. And through His power, Allah will help and give victory to those on the truth. And in this regard, there is then mention in the subsequent verses of the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. We sent Sayyidina Musa with our signs and a clear mandate. The signs could refer to the miracles that Allah had granted him, and the mandate could refer to the special and unique miracles, although it could also mean that what he was calling towards. So the surah covered the entire incident of Fir'aun and the drowning of his army, and the advices to Musa to the mu'min from Fir'aun. That is all given in the subsequent verses here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَقَارُونَ فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. Allah says, we sent Musa with our signs and a clear proof to Fir'aun, Haman and Qarun. Despite witnessing these miracles, they remained obstinate and said, سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. He's a magician and a liar. Sayyidina Musa ignored the insults and continued to propagate the truth. People gradually accepted his religion and their numbers began to increase. To stem the tide of converts, Fir'aun and his advisors urgently convened a meeting. And it was then that they decided to kill the sons of those who believe in him and keep their women alive. فَلَمَّا جَاءُوا بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا قَالُوا اقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Kill the sons of those who believe. الَّذِينَ وَاسْتَحْيُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ. And leave their women alive. This was his scheme that he came up with. وَمَا كَيْدُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ظَلَالٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the schemes of disbelievers are ever at loss. Despite their plots, they were not successful in restraining the rise and the popularity of the true religion, which was the religion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِ أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهِ. Fir'aun said, leave me to kill Musa, and he should call for his Rabb for help when I am about to kill him. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَيُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ أَوْ يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ. I fear that he may change your religion or that he may spread anarchy on the earth. And this was Fir'aun when he expressed what he wished to assassinate Sayyidina Musa. His courtiers advised him not to do so, since it would make people think that Sayyidina Musa was killed, because Fir'aun was unable to respond to his arguments. However, Fir'aun felt that the death of Sayyidina Musa was the only way in which his kingdom could be preserved. And then Fir'aun said that Sayyidina Musa should call on his Rabb for assistance. He was boasting about his power. In reality, Fir'aun was terrified of Sayyidina Musa's curse, and he meant to this statement so it may be jeered. And in an effort to lend credibility to his stance, Firaun said that, "I fear that he may change your religion and that he may spread anarchy on earth." And what he was trying to do was to convince the people of the fact that Sayyidina Musa and his followers will soon pose a threat to the stability of Egypt by attempting to assume control of it. And it's a common practice of worldly-minded people to violently subdue their adversaries. They swiftly kill any opposition so that they are able to continue the reign of tyranny. We find that in all countries, you know, especially where there's tyrannical rulers in so many countries on the African continent, where the opposition are simply jailed. Look at Egypt, look at other countries. The opposition are simply jailed, and that is to keep their hold on power. So when Musa al-Islam learnt of the plot to assassinate him, he said, "Inni udhutu bi rabbi wa rabbikum min kulli mutakabbir la yu'minu bi yawm al-hisab." I seek the protection of my Rabb and your Rabb from every haughty person who does not believe in the day of reckoning. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was making a dua. And in this dua, he makes it clear to the people that Allah, who is their Rabb as well, shall offer protection against every haughty kafir. Therefore, they should never fear the threats of the kuffar. That should never bother them. They should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is where they will attain their protection. May Allah grant one and all protection.